Blog Talk Radio.
EK on the spot.
Still talk, my man. Real life, my man. Still talk, my man. Real life, my man.
You tuned in to Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K on the spot. And this is only for the rolling sexy, baby. Mwah.
We're back again. It's your girl, E2K. E2K on the spot. You don't even know the mission that I was on before I got here, but another time, another story. I want to shout out our sponsors real quick. Our sponsors are Lush Radio Online, E2K Magazine, It's a She Thing, Soul Pitch Media, Capital Customs, and B. Palmer. Today, E2K on the Spot is streaming live from the Bronx, from the BX, Boogie Down. We're here all for the month of July, just showing love to the BX and New York. Last week, we had a listener, and I have to shout him out. His name is Christian. I may be saying it wrong, but he's from Southeastern Europe and from Prilep, Republic of Macedonia. And I wanted to big him up. He's on, go to my Facebook, /Emma E2K. He's on there. Christian, good looking baby. If at his time frame, it was 4 in the morning, and he was up. He's a big hip-hop fan. He wanted to listen definitely to AG's interview. We had AG from DITC last week on. And I just want to, you know, thank him a lot. For he lasted, like, the whole show, so that was pretty cool. Also, I want to thank our guest today, which is Cinnamon Lush from Soul Pitch Media. She'll be with us, you know, rocking a little later, but she's definitely in the building, having some food. You know, we're treating her VIP style, like, you know, like we do here in Lush Radio. Really quickly, I just received my book that I ordered from Shanice F. Craft. It's called Harsh Reality. I ordered it from Barnes & Noble. It's a great read. She's a fabulous person. She's one of our queens, one of our street queens, and we definitely want to support her. Shanice, I got the book. I just need you to sign it. Okay? Call me. Don't forget to follow me on the Twitter. On the Twitter, that's Emma E2K. Facebook is Emma E2K. MySpace is Emma E2K. Wherever you can catch me, call in 347-826-7722 or hit me up on the chat room and ask questions. We got you, you know, all day. So now, let's go straight into the topic. The topic is, what is the difference between a cheater and a flirt? And what is crossing the line? So what's the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what exactly is crossing the line? You know, everybody has their different views and different ideas what it means to cross that line, you know, because some people be like, oh, you spoke to a person or you collected their number, that's crossing the line. Another person feels if you have sexual intercourse with that person, that's crossing the line. So we want to hear from you calling. We already got 2 callers in. We're going to bring you in, a caller from the 201 number, 201.
What's good, Emma Chu? This is Q calling out of Jersey.
Q, what's going on, baby?
Not much. What's popping?
Did you just hear the topic?
Yeah, I heard the topic. What's the difference between cheating and flirting?
There's
a big difference to me. I mean, it's a big difference between cheating. Say again?
Hold on a second. Give me 1 second. What's the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what is crossing the line? Like, what for you, what would be crossing the line?
Sleeping with the person, that's crossing the line.
So if they go on a date and they go have some drinks or whatever, that's not crossing the line, just if they sleep with them?
Of course, that's all crossing the line, because, I mean, you take them out on a date, you know, I mean, of course, something, you know, might be some type of sexual connection there, so, yeah, that's crossing the line.
Okay. All right. Hang on a minute, and let me bring in the other caller. 857, you're on with Emma E2K?
It's your boy, Buzzy.
What's going on, Emma? It's your boy Bugsy showing that love.
Hi, honey. I'm feeling it, and I'm definitely feeling it. Thank you. Did you hear the topic?
Yeah.
So hit me with your wisdom, Bugsy. What's up?
I kind of agree with Q, but not fully. Like, I mean, like he said, sleeping, that's definitely crossing the line. But as far as, like, you know, dating and things like that, I mean, you necessarily really can't consider that crossing the line. I mean, because it's just like, you know, if you got a good friend or somebody like that, you know, you just happen to go out for a meal. I mean, as long as even if you have another half, as long as your other half, you know, knows what's going on and you ain't hiding nothing, you really can't consider that crossing the line. Cause, I mean, there's no harm in, you know, having a meal with somebody and conversating. That's just life. Like, what are you going to do? Not, you know, have friends or anything else like that, you know, as far as having a relationship, you know what I mean? But as far as the difference between flirting and cheating, I mean, everybody know flirting is all fun and games. You know, you just talk a good game, you know what I mean? And,
yeah, but what's crossing the line? Even in flirting, because it's okay, it's all cute, it's friendly, it's whatever. But what is crossing the line when it comes to, like, you know, being flirtatious or flirting?
Oh, crossing the line, I mean, is as they say, getting too vulgar, you know what I mean? Like, saying certain things, you know, that's just like, you know what I mean? You'd be like, well, you know, hey, you got a little fatty, let me smack it. You know, like, that to me, that's like crossing the line, you know what I mean? You can just say you got a nice structure, body frame, things like that. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, it all depends on how you say it. So it's like using certain words, you know what I mean? Like I said, like the vulgar words, you know, it's like taking it too far. As long as somebody's smiling, and 9 times out of 10, you actually got to ask the person what is too far for them, because everybody's not the same. Some people may say they have smaller limitations when it comes to flirting. Like, there's certain things that they don't want to hear, you know what I mean? So I guess it all depends on the person. But like I said, it's more so the vulgar words that is crossing the line as far as flirting goes.
So, Bugsy, let me ask you a question. What about, right, you meet somebody, a female meets a male, and, you know, she walks away, and he turns around and goes, yo, I want to see you fucking naked. Is that crossing the line?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, the only way that wouldn't be crossing the line is if that was your friend for some odd years, and she know that you're joking, and there will never be nothing out of it. That's the only way I can see that not going too far. But if you just met somebody, and you really don't even know them like that, like, I mean, that's just totally crossing the line, you know what I mean? You really can't even say nothing like that.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. Now, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever been in a situation like that?
I can't say yeah and I can't say no, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, for the ones that know me, I mean, yeah, your boy could be a big flirt.
I understand.
Oh, no, it's not even that. I can sit back and think, but, you know, we ain't got too much time in the show for me to sit and think and ponder on things. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I consider myself a big flirt. You know, I talk a good one. You know what I mean? It is what it is. But, and some females understand, like, it's just that, and there will be nothing more, you know what I mean, than what it is. But, I mean, as far as me personally, I don't think, well, actually, you know what? I can't even say I have gotten out of line, because my mother raised me better than that. So I wouldn't even attempt myself to get out of line like that.
Hey, Bugsy, stop lying,
because
you was flirting with me the other day. Stop lying.
I flirt with Les all day. What's good, Les? How you doing, baby?
So was that crossing the line?
Huh? That's the question right there.
Would that be crossing the line? No, I wouldn't even consider that crossing the line. I mean, because, you know, Les is Lush. I mean, who wouldn't want to be on Les's good side, you dig?
Let me ask you, did you tell us you want to see her fucking naked?
Fucking naked?
Nah, I ain't told us that.
Man, it's putting you on the spot, bro.
Hey, it's all right, man. It's nothing.
It's real talk, real life. Nah, you know, we're only playing with you over here. It's all love. And definitely much love and respect always. You're definitely family to the show. And family to the queens, and, you know.
Yes,
so it's all in fun and games for anybody that's listening, and or Bugsy's woman, wife, or side chick. You know, it's all in fun. We love you.
Yeah. Bugsy ain't got no wife, so it's all good.
In the parking lot or nothing.
I would have to have a wife first for that to happen.
Oh, okay, okay. Bucky, hold on. Let me bring in the other caller. 917.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Is this Emma?
Yes, it is.
Emma, it's Barbara, honey.
Oh, my God. Barbarita.
What's going on, lady?
This is Barbara. She's an entrepreneur. She owns an establishment called Manny's on West 10th Avenue. Anytime you're around there, please go see her. What's up? Did you listen? Are you listening to the topic? Did you hear the topic?
No, I didn't, actually. I decided to call in because I wanted to say hello and wish you the best.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you. Let me. Okay.
And hello to everybody listening. Hello, hello, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
What we're discussing today is what is the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what is crossing the line?
Oh my God!
That, Bob. I know you got something juicy to say.
Do we even have the time?
Yes, we got the time.
Do we even have the time for that? I don't know. That's like everybody has their own opinion about that, don't you think?
Exactly, and I want to know yours. So tell me your opinion. On your opinion, what's the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what is crossing the line? Because everybody has different views on what it means to cross the line. You know what I mean? Some people are a little tighter with it. Some people are a little loose with it. So,
I don't think there's anything wrong with flirting, but there's a time and a place for everything.
Okay.
That means if you're a cheater, you're actually going through with the action. If there's flirting, which is natural for everyone, there's a time and a place for that as well. So it's okay to flirt, you just have to know when.
Right.
It all depends who you're with as well.
Right, and who you're doing the flirting with, right? Because if you know a certain person, like let's say, for instance, you know, that man is married or whatever. You know, first of all, you ain't even got no business starting even flirting, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And I think that if you're asking what's crossing the line, that's crossing the line.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's
you know, everybody has their own idea about what's right and what's not crossing the line. You know, it all depends on everybody's limits.
Okay, so now, if somebody had to describe you, and it was only two words to describe you, are you a cheater or a flirt?
I wouldn't say I'm a cheater at all. I don't believe in that. But we all do flirt, so I guess you can call me a flirt.
Okay.
But I'm a single lady.
Hang on a second, Barbara, until I ask Bugsy the same question. Bugsy, a cheater or a flirt? You got those two choices.
Which one am I?
Yes. Two choices.
I'm a flirt. I ain't even going to lie.
Okay. Q, same question. Cheater or flirt?
I'm a flirt.
I got a bunch of flirts on the line.
Listen, are they going to admit that they're cheaters? Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Until they get caught.
At the end of the day, you got to put yourself in a position to be considered a cheater if you a flirt. You know what I mean? If you really ain't got no ties, how are you really considered a cheater?
Oh, that's what I mean.
Anybody on the chat room? You got anything to ask?
Yo, but we got people on Twitter showing love. They said that me and Emma. Billy Blast said that me and Emma look like chocolate and caramel on a screen.
Because we're streaming live and people are able to see us live, so that's good. Shout out to Billy Blast.
Shout out to my and also shout out to Money Matt tweeting also. Shout out to Big Hef and Niagara Falls on the Twitter check-in. Hey, people, what's up?
Hey, don't forget to check us on the stream and on the Twitter. Follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online and Emma E2K. We're on the Twitter. We're going hard on the Twitter. Shout out to Microphone Bully. Hey, stuff was popping. We in the X, so you already know. Okay, so I want to say, I'm staying in the topic, right? Staying in the topic. Anybody here on the line has ever got caught cheating? I mean, come on. This is real talk here. Real talk, anybody has ever got caught cheating? Barbara, let's start with you.
I've never done cheating. I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater. So how can I get caught in something I'm not?
No, and you know what? And I don't vouch for much people, but I have to vouch for her. So I definitely have to vouch for her. And I don't vouch for much people. So, all right, Bugsy, give it to me. Right, come on, real talk. Bugsy? Oh, now he acting like he don't hear me. All right.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That's
cute.
She's a cheater.
He's a cheater. Have you ever got caught? Listen to the question. Have you ever got caught cheating?
No, but I got caught flirting.
Oh. Okay, flirting really bad? Like you crossed the line bad?
No. The situation was the chick I was going out with was real jealous type. And, I mean, I'm the type of guy, I mean, I speak to everybody, friendly, outgoing type of person. And we was out, and a lady had asked me a question. And, you know, I answered back flirtatiously, and the chick didn't like it.
You want a picture?
Again?
No. Bob is calling actually from her establishment, so that's what you're hearing.
I'm sorry. I'm at my bar right now, so don't mind me.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm just glad that you won and you was able to call. Deck, what you were saying?
I was saying the female I was going out with at the time, she was real jealous and everything. You know, she wanted all the attention. She didn't want anything else. And the lady had asked me a simple question, and I answered it back flirtatiously, and, you know, she took it the wrong way and just called it all-out open scene and everything. So I never cheated. I got cheated on, yes, but I never cheated.
Wow. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is take a minute and go into a song. What song am I going to?
Well, before I go, Emma, I just want to say love to everybody. Have a good night, everyone. Emma, I wish you much, much, much success in everything you do. Love you very much. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, honey. I love you, too. Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye now.
Love you, girl.
We're going to go on to Egyptian. Y'all know y'all been hearing this song all day, every day in New York. This is the summer hotness right there. This one is with Nicki Minaj, the remix. Oh, wind up, jump off. So we're going to go to that real quick. We'll be right back on E2K. Oh,
Egyptian, tell them to go on, eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bug gal edition. See them gal that contradiction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a be it. Body smoking, cigarette. Shit nice, cigarette. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out doing them, Jamaican tip. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bathing pit. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian. And it's young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. No Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Barbie. Man, I've enough gal in a bubble.
Y'all know what you want, y'all. Put me on the road, y'all. Y'all give me the prices with me, everything in my life. Y'all need to swap it, y'all. Put me thing all around, y'all. Y'all give me the prices with me, everything in my life. Like a I'm
change of my life. Like a pop by bunny roll, boom, y'all bunny back at the boom. Bunny back at one night, the pack of boom. But I'm not going to tell me I'm going to walk my boom. See the boat that runs through her. I'm going to move by her, she wants to dance through her. And it's a more bad move, and still she grown up. Still be multiple, but I'm the one thing more. Put me things that are around, yeah. Y'all don't give me the tightest world we ever can see in my life. Y'all need to swap it all, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Y'all don't give me the tightest world we ever can see in my life. As a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl really take care of me. Me want a girl that can wine for me. Really good, I made it feel it. Show me that you can girl. Y'all me want me warrior, yeah. Put me arms right around, yeah. Y'all you give me the tightest grip me ever get seen in my life. Y'all me to swap it warrior, yeah. Put me thing all around, yeah. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life.
Tongue game the truth, cause it's real talk, real life.
You can get it on the spot over a glass of wine.
I'm a E2K.
Deuce to God.
Prince.
950 plus.
And we gone.
You've just reached our 20 a tweet segment. Please make sure to follow each week's sponsor. This week we have at E2K _ magazine, at It's a She Thing, at 950 plus, at Lush Radio Online, at AG of DITC. Thank you once again, and don't forget, it's 20 a tweet, baby.
We're back. Yep. And we're back on the show.
You already know. Discussing what is the difference between a cheater, a flirt, and what's crossing the line. Earlier, it was brought to my attention, and so this is a real talk show. It brought to my attention that when I said cinnamon, I also said cinnamon, lush. And her name is not, our guest name is Cinnamon Jones. So just to show you that I'm not perfect, sorry, I know. It kind of came out that way at the beginning. I'm not perfect, I make mistakes. Forgive me, please. It's Cinnamon Jones. And you can follow her on Twitter, Cinnamon Jones, from Soul Pitch Media. And I just want to make that correction. Anytime that I make an error, I always want to correct myself. So are we still on the line?
Yeah, we still got
the line. We still got Bugsy and we got Q on the line.
Yeah.
Barbara has to go back to work. I appreciate she called in. That was a good look. That's Barbara from Manny's on Westchester Avenue. She called in to show me love. And I definitely appreciate that. So let's go back into discussing the topic. The topic at hand is, what is the difference between a cheater, a flirt, and what is crossing the line? Microphone bully, if you're looking, what's up? Tweet me the answer. What's going on? Who else is calling us Reese's Pieces? I want to know. Can y'all get into the topic with us? This is what we're doing here. So, Bugsy, are you still on? Because I went to you and you kind of did the dip on me, Bugsy.
Yeah, no, I'm here, man. I got that touch screen, so I was trying to take the phone off of mute and get to it, you know what I mean? But it hit the end. So I didn't want y'all to think I was dodging the question, but you know what I mean? I got the answer for you. But You can't technically consider it cheating, but it's, I guess to say it's close enough. Like, I was actually dealing with this young lady at one time, and you know, we was doing the damn thing for a while, and I was in the hood, and one of my dudes is like, well, yo, I got this chick I'm about to go meet. You know, we're going to play some cards, have a drink, play some spades. I play spades, so if it's down for some spades, I'm there. I'm not really thinking too much into the situation. So, you know, we pull up to the spot, and I'm like, yo, Finn, this place look real familiar. Like, I've been here before, you dig? And he's like, well, it's whatever. So, you know, we get to the spot, and Shorty comes to the door, and I'm like, oh, what's up? It happened to be at the time, my girl's friend. So she's just like, she know you over here? I'm like, I doubt it, but I'm just playing spades anyway, you know what I mean? So they call Shorty. Shorty come through, you know, big scene and everything. But you know, I mean, a lot of y'all would say, well, if you knew where you was at, why wouldn't you turn around? Me, personally, being me, at times I'm a dickhead. It is what it is. But like I said, I really didn't see nothing into it, you know what I mean? Because it's just spades and a drinker here and there. So, I mean, you know,
So
turned into something ugly.
Naked.
Oh, nah, it ain't getting to all that, you know what I mean? But like I said, man, I ain't got an issue, you know, holding it down for my homie. I mean, if he want to go through and check a young lady in, you know what I mean, I'm there, because I can have dudes do that with me back in the day, you know what I mean? So it's just like returning the favor, but I'd say that's as close as it came.
Okay, I mean, that wasn't too bad. Unless, like I said, everybody has their own views and their own ideas of what crossing the line means. Like I said, for some people, the smallest thing could mean crossing the line. You know, the smallest thing. But and for other things, for other people, they have to wait till it's really, you know, like in their face situation. Because I've had some friends that, you know, we've done seen their man, you know, creeping and all that, and we tell them, listen, you know, this is going on, and they're like, oh, no, until I don't see it for myself, I don't believe it. So, you know, mama, okay, you know, because some people need that, need to, you know, see it in their face. Other people, it's cool with you just, you know, letting them know what's going on. So, Lush, the question applies to you. Now, let me ask you, what is the difference to you between a cheater and a flirt?
I look, right.
And why my people can't see me?
They can see you.
I'm
over here, man, you know, doing this sexy stuff over here. But second, the difference between a flirt and a cheater, basically, you know what I mean? Cheating is all about how you look at it, all right? Okay. Now, some people believe if you just get sloppy mouth or deep sea diving, that's not cheating. And some people feel that only if you have actual true intercourse,
pre-time,
with the penis and projecting into my vagina. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, kid. Sorry, but we're doing a little bit of stuff there for you,
right?
You know what I'm saying? On the show tonight. So. If that intercourse or, you know, or how do they say relations happen, then that's actual cheating. But if you're getting sloppy mouth or deep sea diving, then sometimes it might not be considered cheating, you know, because you guys actually didn't enter each other.
Yeah, but there was saliva being exchanged.
I mean, slightly, you know what I'm saying?
Slightly,
but at the same time, it
depends. If you're slopping,
hey,
slop, that's saliva.
How do people feel that sloppy mouth is cheating? Call in right now.
347-826-7722. You're on. Let's go.
And the other thing about it is, like, flirting, if we in the industry, like, you might not ever do nothing with that person, but you know how we do. We flirt. It's a natural thing. We don't mean it. People are feisty. We're loving people. We don't mean to flirt, but sometimes I get a kick out of it. Because it's fun. It's like a hunt, like a lion, like a tiger after the prey. You know, sometimes I do. I can't help it. I'm a flirt, but really I don't really want nothing out of this situation. It's just nasty because we're friendly and we love people, you know? You know what I mean? But not everybody that flirts is flirting just to flirt for fun. Some people are flirting because they're trying to
get naked.
No, okay, I got a question for you.
Okay, now hold up. Have slush, have you ever got caught cheating? Listen to the question, people. No. Don't go give yourself up.
You had to ask me that shit.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
Dun, dun, dun. Question of the night. Has Lush been caught cheating?
We want to know.
The question is, and the answer is, no, I have not been caught cheating.
Yay! Bugsy, you said you had a question? Bugsy?
Was that Bugsy or Q?
That was Q. That was Q.
No.
Oh, Q. That's a question.
Lush, you were saying, give a sloppy head or whatever you want to call it. Okay, pose, your man, some chick gives him sloppy head. Do you consider that cheating?
If a what?
If your man got some head from another chick, would you consider that cheating?
If he goes down and give us sloppy mouth?
No, if she gives
your
him.
Man, another chick gives your man head, would you consider him cheating on you?
Hey, if I don't know about it, to each his own, man, and I hope she did a great job. She better be better than me.
Fucking naked. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I can't hold on, Q. I can't let this go on because this is real talk, real life. Do not come and sit here and tell me, love, that you find out your man is getting his stuff, you know, his knob cleaned off,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be okay with that. Don't do that. Please, don't do that. Keep it official.
Okay.
Keep it 100. This is real
official.
Talk.
I'm going to be official. I'm going to be real with y'all.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say, hold up. You ain't invite me to join in the threesome?
Fucking lady!
Your life is crazy.
Fucking naked. You know why? I mean, you know, that's Lushy Lush for you. I know. Now, let me do my true confessions and my real talk. The difference between a cheat and a flirt. Okay, everybody flirts. I flirt. But I do clean flirts when I am involved with someone. If I, can you let me talk? You just had like half an hour. Can I talk on my show? God, fucking naked. Okay, so... So anyway, what I was saying was, everybody flirts. I do clean flirt when I'm involved and I'm in a relationship. When I'm single, that I don't have to answer to nobody, then it's flirting to the highest power, to the 10th power. The only thing that is, if I know a man is, of course, married or whatever, I don't do that. I do have a certain type of standard, you know. You definitely have to be single or show me your divorce papers. Fucking naked.
Mm.
So, but when I'm involved with somebody, when I'm, you know, in a relationship, what clean flirting is, you know, doing the smiling or whatever, but like Buzz, you said, not taking it to the, where we're talking about, you know, our body parts and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Because that's definitely taking it, you know, just somewhere else, and then people kind of, you know, you mislead people that way. I want to let everybody know on the Ustream, on the Twitter, we have Cinnamon Jones as our guest tonight. She'll be here like in another 5 minutes. We sent together over there in the room. She's over there just chilling, eating, having fun. I think that she even got a pedicure while she's waiting.
Yeah, peace status on Lush Radio.
You know what I'm saying?
E2K on the spot. We pick you up. We feed you. We let you relax. Massages.
I think she just got a pedicure, though.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think like when a sandals over, I don't know what was happening in there. But anyway,
yo, word up.
I shouldn't even be telling her business like that. But anyway,
word up.
Jones will be here like another 5 minutes countdown. Please have your questions ready right in the chat room. I'm gonna go into the interview with her, and after my interview, then I'm gonna ask you guys to join in to ask any questions that you may want, or just kind of shout out to her and let's show her the love we give here on Real Talk Real Life. Where am I, E2K? On the spot. And so our word for the day, which is not a word, it's more like a sound. Our sound for today is So if you have nothing to say or if you have a lot to say, say We got that? So either whether you have a lot to say or nothing to say, what are we going to say? Because I give you time to, in the back of your brain, say, do I really want to open my mouth and say that and, you know, and deal with the repercussions? So.
We have a caller from 347.
347, you're on with Emma E2K, Real Talk, Real Life.
Yo.
347.
This is Nitty Cruz. What's poppin', ladies?
Hey, peace, Nitty.
What's going on?
Man, you already know everything's Gucci over here.
No, I can see it's Gucci, baby. I can dig it. I can dig it. I can dig it.
I have to take your Gucci word.
Yes, that's a popping word. I have a question, man.
Sure.
I have a question, man.
Hit me with it. Well, first of all, are you listening to the topic? Do you know the topic that's going on?
I have no inclination what the topic is, so you want to refresh my memory?
You want to go into the topic and then your question or your question first? Which one?
I'll ask my question first.
Go on, sir.
All right. Why is it when you give a woman a diamond ring, they say it doesn't shine? When you give them the world, they say it's not enough. When they're weak and you're strong, they say you're too strong. I can't dig it. Holla, let me know something.
Wait a minute, he's starting another topic over here.
I'm just asking. Hey, the dumbest question is the one you don't ask, so I'm just asking.
Wow. You know, Mr. Cruz, I really want to get into that, but then you're switching my whole topic over here, so I can't allow you to do that. But what I will do is I will put it to the side, and we're going to discuss that the following week. How's that? Is that fair?
I can dig it.
That's
cool.
What's up. So let me tell you the topic that we're discussing tonight. The topic is, what is the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what is crossing the line?
Wow.
Hit me, Mr. Cruz.
A flirt, man, to me is just, I don't know, man. It's just, to me, I'm just voicing my opinion. When you flirt with
absolutely
a woman, or when a woman flirts with a man, I guess that's just to let them know they still got it. I'm asking the question to themselves, do we still got it? If we still have it, either we keep it moving or we cross that line.
Mm.
I just kill two birds with one stone.
Okay. Now, the other question that I'm asking is, have you ever got caught cheating? Keep it real. This is real talk.
Absolutely.
Real talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow, somebody finally confessed and said the truth.
Wow.
You know, can we get some of that? Somebody actually, Mr. Nitty Cruz has to come on and actually keep it real. You know?
Wow.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No. You got to put that. And hold up. Let me make the correction in saying that I'm not condoning that he got caught cheating. I'm only, just being thankful that he's keeping it real, because this is, you know, real talk. So let me just clarify that, because I see already everything on the Twitter like, you're clapping because he got cheating, you know. So it's not about that. I'm not, you know, condoning. I'm sure he regrets it, right, Mr. Cruz?
It's all trial and error.
Promise never to do it again.
All trial and error. All trial and error.
So, by the way, Mr. Nitty Cruz is Ernie Gaines' manager, and Ernie Gaines is a fabulous R&B artist. We had him on Lush Radio Online.
Yes, we did, definitely.
And an interview. He's the hottest thing out coming. Please look out for him.
He can sing.
He can sing. Yeah, he can sing.
Sing.
Check him out on the Twitter. Follow Nitty Cruz on Facebook. He has all the information about his artists and anything, any collabs or whatever you like to do. You can, you know, go straight to him.
Hey, we're doing the ESPY Awards July 14, man. I told LA to leave their 3D glasses on because we're coming, baby. You did.
That's Gucci. That's Gucci. Now listen, our sound here for the day is, if you have something to say or you have nothing to say, you say, So can you dig that? Can you rock with me today on that?
That's Gucci, man. That's Gucci. I can dig it. Wow.
Well,
okay.
Thanks for calling in. I want you to hang on if you can and just, you know, listen to the rest of the show. If you don't, I understand that. I definitely appreciate you calling. But if you can hang on, I'm about to bring Cinnamon Jones, and maybe you can listen to some of the interview. But hang out with us for a few, okay?
Okay, but I want to say this, though. Love, sex, and paychecks to all, man.
That's what's up, man. And remember, All right, so we're going to get ready. Listen, did she finish getting her pedicure? Like,
hold up, guys. I'm coming right back. Let me check, you know?
I mean, this is like too much here.
You got to holler at security first.
That's a lot of love.
Security over here.
Can they bring her in? Can they bring in Cinnamon Jones for me, please?
Guys, can you bring in Cinnamon now?
Why is she signing autographs? Tell me to leave her alone.
Come on.
Unbelievable.
Come on. Coming to the stage.
Come on.
Coming to the stage.
Coming in.
I'm coming in.
Here we go.
Let me introduce. I'm so honored and privileged to have a queen, an entrepreneur, a mother. I'm talking bloopers. Wow. I want to introduce a fabulous, strong woman. An entrepreneur, a mother, she's been doing it all. She's been in the game, in this industry for like, if she hasn't completed the 20 years, I know she's surely damn close to it. With no further ado, let me bring in Miss Cinnamon Jones. Miss Cinnamon Jones.
Hey.
Can I get the class now?
Can we get, yes. Can we get
the class? Am I ready now?
Can I get
close? Okay, class.
Yay!
Yes.
Anytime. So Cinnamon.
Yes. Thank you guys. I had the only VIP treatment back there at the studio. What is it with these students? No, it was lovely. I was with one of the members from 950.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. I was getting, you know, not pedicure.
Oh, so why you had your sandals on?
Not because I was getting comfortable.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I was listening to the music and getting very comfortable because, you know, I love getting comfortable with studios.
Okay.
Not like that, just to listen to the vibes and, you know, I'm a vet in that, so.
That's so happy.
Thank you for having me here.
Of course.
They're eating that arroz con pollo.
You know, we have to feed our guests.
Yes.
We have to feed our guests.
That VIP treatment, too. Pick me up in front of my house. That's so.
That's how we're doing it up here.
Loving it.
We like to catch you on the spot just in case, you know. We want to cheat. No. Just in case you say, I just came from my mansion. We have to make sure where.
Oh, no, I keep it real. Ain't no mansion here.
Because this is real talk up in here.
No mansion here.
So now listen, before I even get into asking you, you know, going through the regular interview questions,
mm-hmm.
I want to touch a topic with you.
Yes.
So today's topic is, what is the
mm-hmm.
difference between a cheater
mm-hmm.
and a flirt,
mm-hmm.
and what is crossing the line to
mm-hmm.
you? You know, everybody has their own idea.
Okay.
So what's the difference between a cheater and a flirt, and what's crossing the line?
I mean, a cheater automatically, if you have a girl or you have a guy, you're definitely cheating if you're with the next person. What I mean by with the next person, you're sleeping with them and slobbing with them.
Okay,
that sloppy mouth, that's still cheating to me. In my book, but you get hurt. All day. And a flirt is just flirting. I do that all day, every day. I mean, I'm a flirt by nature. So it's just like, you know, I'm not crossing the line. But crossing the line is definitely what crossing the line is. Like I said, I mean, if you're with somebody and you're not faithful to them and you're out there slapping these burns, groupies, you know, and all the jump off, you're definitely cheating. That's called cheating, you know?
Because I heard one time one of my friends, you know,
mm-hmm.
had said, one of my guy friends had said,
guys.
Yeah, they were in the studio, what a going to dinky,
mm-hmm.
and they got a, you know, they was with a jump off.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, what are you doing? You know, you got a wife at home,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he actually had the nerve to say, that's not called cheating.
And
that's called inspiration.
Right.
For my music.
Let me inspire you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, right. Incredible. So some people really in their minds don't even see that
mind. Yeah.
So that's why I was just curious to ask this question. You know, I was listening already to the fellas that were on the line. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if you get to hear them.
Yeah, I heard them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then we got Lunch's opinion, we got my opinion, and, you know, wanted to touch on that. Now, Let's get out of that. We already, you know, heard what you have to say on that. Yes. Let's get into you, Ms. Cinnamon Jones, Show Pitch Media.
Yes. Right.
Let's start from now, and then we can go back a little with you.
Okay.
Right now, currently, what projects are you doing? Can you let people know what exactly it is that you do, your title, and let's start from there.
You know what's so crazy? I don't even know anymore what's my title. Because I've been doing this for so long, 15 years in the game, and it's just like, it just brought to my attention, one of Spike's man actually told me, what do you do? And I'm like, I don't even know, to be honest with you, because if I take an artist, I start branding them, you know, marketing them, so at the end of the day, it's just more than doing PR.
You're actually doing artist development, that's cool.
No, it's artist actually, he told me it's called artist branding.
Wow.
So he gave me the title, artist branding. I'm like, whatever. At this point in my life, I'm like, come on.
Now, isn't artist branding and artist development kind of the same?
No. Artist development is when you're developing the artist. Like if the artist is about to do, you know, their album and everything, you're developing the artist for the industry.
The image and
yeah, their image and everything. But when it comes to branding, you're taking a product and you're branding and you're putting it together with the artist.
Mm.
So that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I did it with one of my clients, which is Dane Grease, multi-platinum producer. He's got the Magic Utilizer. Yes.
Shout out to Dane Grease.
Own software, and I have to shout out because ain't nobody yet, no producer has their own signature software.
Mm.
So I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
And we're doing real good with that. Sales are like booming, so
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah.
That's the same dream.
Yes, yes.
Everybody knows. You know, she's Googleable.
Very Googleable.
So make sure you Google Cinnamon Jones and you can see her whole 15-year track record. So let's go back a little.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang. Talk to me about Wu-Tang.
Ooh, that's my family. We were just talking about that. That's definitely my brothers. I started the game actually with Urban Latino Magazine.
Right.
I was a stylist, and at the time, because of my street edge, they decided to call me the Street Urban Fashion Stylist. So that was up. I started with them, and on my way to college, I ended up with WuWear. I was at the retail store and ended up with these guys for 7 years.
Wow.
I branded WuWear by myself.
Wow. So
that's what made me today.
So actually you've been branding.
Yes, I was branding back then.
That's
not realizing until now what I was doing.
Yeah. Wow, awesome.
Oh, God.
We just got a peep show.
We got a peep show.
That's neither here nor there.
That's what was happening back there.
That's what's going on.
Right.
Okay. Oh, let's keep it real,
right? Let me be
good. Okay, so you rock with the Wu brothers.
Yes, yes. With the gods.
Peace to the gods. you rock with them,
yes.
and everybody already knows,
mm-hmm.
you know, what came out of that, what happened with that, with the Wu and everything, which was all international. And then you said going back to Urban Latino.
Yes, that was first.
Shout out to George.
Shout out to George.
Urban Latino.
Oh, definitely gave me the opportunity for the industry. And it was about networking and also interning. I got no checks, but the experience, phenomenal. And that's what I've noticed now. Nobody wants to intern because they're like, oh, what's my money? I want money. First of all, what do you do?
Right.
Like, and what are you good at? So it's just like you got to put your foot in the door, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's just like, look what happened. I started Urban Latino, I didn't even get no type of money, but I got the experience.
Mm-hmm.
I even actually had two covers in the magazine.
You had Pun?
Yes.
No.
I styled Pun.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Pun. I styled Pun for one of their fashion layouts. I also styled Truth More Elite. Yes, for one of the fashion layouts there. But on the cover was La India.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was one of my biggest cover. And also, I think it was Johnny Lozano. He was on the cover as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Let's have a crush.
And that was interning.
Right.
So, you know,
and there's some people even paying don't even get that.
Exactly.
They didn't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, all your interns out there that are listening, or even people that want to be in the game and the industry, I mean, listen. Somebody told me a long time ago that this industry is a pimp and a hoe game. So you're either
I'm the madam, baby.
So you're either pimping or you're
hoeing. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, to put it as real as possible, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they say if you're not if nobody can use you, then you're useless.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So now the difference is in knowing when you're getting pimped or when you're getting hoed. Now, when you don't know that, that's when you're lost in the sauce.
Right.
So as long as you know that's going on and you're in this industry and you're giving that up, you know, it's a swinging door. Sometimes
revolving. We call it revolving.
Sometimes you're pimping and sometimes you're, you know,
not getting pimped.
Did you get it pimped?
Yeah, let's say that.
So, you know, holla at MA2K, the pimpress. So now, okay, you're a mother.
Yes.
Talk to me.
I'm a proud mom.
Talk to me
yes.
about that prince of yours.
Oh, my God, that's my prince. I don't really like to get too much into the personal because I like to keep personal business separated like Biggie. But I'm definitely a mom and I'm proud of my baby. I mean, it's like you got two great parents and we're, you know, both doing it. So at the end of the day, I know I'm going to have, you know, his whole mental and what he's up to is just, I mean, he trials with me. Like, I'm teaching him the ropes.
Okay.
We was just at Sirius Jones' video shoot and he was upset because he couldn't be on the set. I was like, no, baby.
Aww.
But just, to, you know, play the back for a minute. So
he knows what mommy does.
Yes, he definitely knows what mommy does. Yes.
He knows mommy has to travel, sometimes
yes.
be away.
Yes, and that's the hard part because I haven't been, I actually had to go to St. Louis for a big conference and every day I was on the phone with him. So it was like, But that's my baby. He understands. You know,
shout out to the prince.
Yes,
we're gonna
shout out, baby.
Just want to brush him and brush out
the hard life of the mom in the industry. Yeah,
right. But I
just want to business now. I'm mom first, then the business. I gotta take care of home first. You know that.
Right. That's why I just wanted to give everybody just
yes.
a little taste
mm-hmm.
of just all around, you know, and everything
right.
you do,
mm-hmm.
and you know how you grind. Because I know I definitely see you. I always see you every lunch.
Yeah.
On the Twitter, she stay on the Facebook.
Yes, yes.
Anywhere on the internet, she's on. I'd be like, it's 3:30 in the morning. I'm like, hello, don't you believe? You don't believe?
No, actually, I don't.
She's always on. I'm interviewing
right.
her now, and I just want to let everybody know that she's texting.
I'm so sorry. You know, I told my clients that I say stop texting. But
she's actually texting those that are streaming to see her.
I'm so sorry. And
this is bad etiquette. This is bad etiquette, especially for publicists.
Right.
But you know, that's letting you know I'm about my business. I got to take care of some serious business. Even on a Saturday, one of my clients is out of town and he's reaching town back. And I'm like, this is where I'm at to make sure he's okay.
But
I got to
respect the hustle.
Right. You got to respect the hustle. Talk to me about your website and your blog because
okay.
I know you be having like everything
that
comes out. So talk to me about that.
I have a blog called Soul Pastry Wire and it's definitely the home for the unsigned artists. I'm all for the unsigned artists. I mean, you're going to catch a couple of celebrities up there, but you know where you got to go. You go to the All Hip Hop Gate, you know, Rap Radars, you know, Hip Hop DX. You go over there for that, you know, for the celebs. Come to my site, you know, unsigned artists. I encourage them to, you know, send me some music and stuff. I don't even care if it's whack because I'm no A&R. I'm going to place you. I'm going to put you up there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you that platform that nobody else will.
Okay, so where should they send their stuff? Should they send
Go to soulpitchstreetwire.com and all my information is there. So you can send the music to soulpitchmedia@gmail.com and I'll post it. You know, I don't have no problem. I also have a luxe type of site called Bella Honey Soul, and that's for the, you know, the honey, you know, the chicks. But, you know, real luxurious.
So if they have already, like, photos already that they want to have out.
Post some of music. If you have an artist and he's got his music. But make sure you send me pictures. I don't like posting anything without a picture.
Right.
Because it's like, that's your identity right there. That's your image. You guys got to understand that. Take those photos, though. Stop it with those, you know, BlackBerry, iPhone.
Facebook.
Get your money together. Get your money.
It's not even that expensive to
get. Nah, I got a great photographer, Siobhan. I have my client. We'll work out a deal. You understand?
Okay.
So it's like, you know, I got it all, baby. What do you mean? I'm a pimp. I'm that pimpress in the industry.
You got to put your best foot forward when you're doing something. And if you're not going
to. Image is everything.
If you're not going to put your own money
mm-hmm.
into what you're doing, how are you going to expect somebody to cut a check?
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's the way, you know, that's the way you have to see it. Oh, I don't want to waste money on these photos, but if you don't have, you know, you don't bring your best self.
Like they say, first impression is the one that counts.
It's everything.
Everything.
It's everything.
Mm-hmm. So if you ain't got to spend millions of dollars,
right.
thousands of dollars, yeah, even $100, you have to know how to negotiate, too. It's about negotiation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Talk your talk. You talk your talk to the girls.
Right. You know, talk to the photographer. Let them know I only got this much. And stop acting like you got it and don't.
Right.
That's the problem right
oh
there.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Let's get
that.
Into that.
Please.
Let's get into that.
Please.
How many
That's a turn off right there.
How many video shoots you go to?
Oh, my God.
Those are all records, baby. I'm so sorry. How many video shoots we have both gone and
mm-hmm.
been to, and all of a sudden when the shoot is over, you see everybody from the company
collecting product placement.
And taking it up. They're like, excuse me, that's my ring.
We're killing the product placement cat.
Excuse me, can I get my chain? Can you drive my car back to the lot?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Listen, Tony's out there waiting for his ride.
Mm-hmm. Right? No, they're posting themselves. They got security. They got their, you know, they got the Smith & Wesson ready. So you best to return it.
Right. Give me my stuff back. It was just for the video. Not
exactly.
I mean, that's so cool and dandy, I guess, but why would you want to put video and put stuff out there with stuff that you don't even own and then knowing that these people are going to see you again?
You know what?
And that's what happened to your Maybach.
Well, you know what it is, right? But you know, you have to understand, it's for TV. It's actually for TV. Everything is for TV right now.
Yeah, but
so,
you're giving false illusion. That's not
well. Real. You know what? It's entertainment.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So the people have to understand this is entertainment. So I could say because that's their image. You see, it's like you know, they're doing what you call they're setting up for who they want to be.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? They want that Maybach.
Mm.
Some of them have it.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them don't have it, can't afford it, but that's their dream. So they're putting their dreams into reality. So we
mm-hmm.
give them that, you understand? But don't go about saying, I'm about the money. When I come to collect my invoice, you ain't got my money.
Mm.
And that's the problem right there, because I'm going to blast your ass. I'm going to put you on blast.
I made you and I take you out.
Right.
That's when we get into the black boy, but that's
right. That's a whole other show. Right.
But, yeah, I mean, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, since it's entertainment,
yeah.
Even the old
artists. I gotta get to G-Shock. You see, I keep my G-Shock.
Even the artists have a problem.
There you go, the knife and pink.
Even the artists have a problem, though, with distincting reality.
Yeah.
With
they do. Yeah, they definitely
because even
do.
They get caught up in
yeah,
that situation.
They get caught up,
like,
right.
You be like, hold on. You know? First of all, you just got here in the bus, and you in the Maybach just taking photos.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you got to go back on the bus.
Right.
Like, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that, but don't have a separate attitude like you owe something or, you know, something else should be, you know, you should
right.
be already walking the red carpet.
Exactly.
When you haven't even done a demo. Like,
exactly.
You know,
and new artists, you got to understand, they all want that double self feature, that store feature. You got to work your way to that. You have to create that buzz first.
Right.
You understand?
That
it takes time.
Because
you know what? The media is caught up right now with all the Rick Ross, you know, the T.I.s, the Lil Wayne's. You understand? So they're not even worried about you, Little Jack Cole. You understand? You're just from around the corner. You know what I'm saying? So it's up to me to, you know, get the attention to the media. And it's not easy. It takes more than a month.
Right.
It takes time to develop. It's not going to happen. If you, and I don't care about, oh, I'm hot. Your black brothers tell you you're hot. It's
mm-hmm.
the industry. It's
that's
the consumer
gotta
that's got to tell you you're hot. And that's what you got to, you know. That's what the problem here is a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my clients understand that. I mean, they know. They're like, you know, they're all modest. They're hard, you know.
Right. And I think that's such a beautiful trait, too,
mm-hmm.
like for an artist to be, and you don't find many. But
yeah.
there are some still that are just so humble.
Yes.
That even if you don't like what they're doing,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
they have to tell me to keep it down.
Even if you don't like what they're doing, you still have to respect their
right.
hustle and all that. And you know that they're out
exactly,
there, whatever.
Yeah.
And you just throw yourself to support it.
Right.
Okay. So let me go into bringing in a caller. 857 Bugsy, is that you? Bugsy.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm back.
What's up, babe? So have you been listening to the interview with Cinnamon Jones? And if not, I have Cinnamon Jones here from Soul Pitch Media. She was just dropping some jewels about the industry and everything that happened. Do you want to ask her a question, or do you just want to say hi to her and show her love?
Hi, Bugsy.
What's going on, sweetheart? Actually, I'm yeah, they go that flirt. They go that flirt. You already know.
Okay.
But actually, I just jumped back in, man. So I'm about to continue listening. You know, boy got hungry, so I had to go heat up some White Castle burgers and make a salad. So you know, I'm about
don't
to.
Don't put all the White Castle up here.
We eat some White Castles first.
Oh, hey, White Castle's the spot, man. You already know. But I mean,
where
you know, just a shout out.
Fuzzy, where you at? Where you calling from?
I'm from Boston.
You in Boston now?
Yeah.
Well, I want some Boston cake. Okay. Cinnamon says she wants some Boston cake. I don't know if that was a flirt or crossing the line. Okay.
That was like
anything,
I want cake.
Anything coming out of Boston is good. But yeah, like I said, I actually kind of missed a little bit, but I'm gonna continue listening. But you know, I'm just gonna salute, shout out to her, you know what I mean, and just tell her keep doing what she's doing, man. Apparently, it's working for her. Don't stop for nobody. You dig me?
Thank you. Okay, that's what's up. Look, you got something to ask Cinnamon Jones?
Oh, God, I'm afraid.
Cinnamon.
Yes.
Okay,
the question is, you know, in this industry, mm-hmm. being a publisher, being a female. How hard is it with some, because you have a strong personality.
Right.
How hard is it to deal with other publishers in the industry sometimes when, you know, some publishers feel like some publishers are a threat?
Right.
You know, is it hard to deal with that? And how do you differentiate a real publisher that actually wants to work with you mm-hmm. or one that just wants to steal your content?
Right. I'm going to keep it real. I'm secure with mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a threat to a lot of them,
mm-hmm.
and they showed me that, and I wanted to let them know, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't show that, you know, the next publicist is a threat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love PRs. I work with them all day. Like I said, I have a media outlet. You know, I have a blog, which, you know, the artists, I can get them on, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's like you got to know who's real and who's
mm-hmm.
not. I've seen publicists that have gone to my clients with cards,
mm-hmm.
with business cards. I don't care. My help, because you'll be my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my attitude. Yeah, shit, I need help. Come on. You understand? So it's like you're not taking away my shine because there's other artists out there. And my artists, they have been committed to me for a while. You know, they're loyal to me. You got Dan Grease, 13 years with him.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? He was my first Soul Pitch Media.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first client out of Soul Pitch Media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like he could have went anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had major PR. But you know what? He chose to stay home only because he knows how I take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you got to have that communication skills, and I have that with him
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have all these new artists right now, and they're comfortable with me.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I keep it real with them. And if I can't do something, if I can't satisfy them, I let them know offhand,
mm-hmm.
I can't satisfy you. And they say, nah, I'm going to stick by you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it comes to another PR, you know, I've seen them, like, go behind my back,
mm-hmm.
but I check them. Straight up. I go straight in their face. Like, what up, Ma?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? What you need? Talk to me. That's my client. What you need
uh-huh.
for my client?
Yeah.
It's just a surprise because I have that in-your-face approach.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go behind your back. I don't talk about you. But like I said, I don't have no problem with PR. If they have a problem with me, you know what? Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Let's work. Let's network. Let's
yeah.
get this money together. And
yeah.
if you don't want to get this money, I'm still going to get mine.
Yeah.
You know, that's my attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the threat approach comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't want your artist. Your artist wants me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to your artist and say, yo, why don't you fuck with me? Nah, I got too much on my hands right now to deal with anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? But usually these publicists check your clients. Don't come check me.
That's the truth.
Okay,
the truth.
Check your client.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had a lot of clients email me, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, nah. And y'all publicists better thank me because I was like, nah, I don't cut no throat.
Because uh-huh.
I believe in karma. You know,
yeah.
and I come back to me three
yeah.
times.
Uh-huh.
So. You know, it's about being secure, and I've been secure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, you know, and then my clients are listening, they leave. I go to the next. What am I supposed to sit down and cry? Nah, never that.
What do you feel is basically the top five things that a real publisher, because you got some ones that say they're publishers but don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
Okay. And what are the top five things that you think that a publisher needs to be successful in this industry?
They need, for themselves, they need that right communication, network. They need to know people before they start going out there pitching. They need to know the right pitch, how they want to pitch their clients. You see what I'm saying? The communication, the pitch, the image. They have to know structure. You understand what I'm saying? They have to have that plan before the plan of attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, discipline, all that is a combination. It's not even five. It's so many, but you got to put it into one.
Mm-hmm.
and you gotta know what you're doing. You know, don't sell your client dreams.
Yeah.
Or don't say I can do it. I tell my clients all day, every day, it's not a guarantee.
Uh-huh.
Because they see what I've done for the other client.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I want to fuck with you because you did this for them, but you're not that person.
And the product might be totally
and
different.
It's always
you know?
Different.
Yeah,
it's always different. Yeah. So it's just like you have to be real honest with your clients and tell them, I can't work with you. Or, you know, I've had clients that I've returned checks. I've gave back the checks. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
And they gave it right back. I said, nah, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because I can't work with your artist. And it was going to be a headache because the artist already thought they were Jay-Z. Like, no.
Is it true that you have to believe in your artist?
Oh, you have to.
In order for you to.
You definitely have to believe in your artist